so the last 2 years. But sure, she's under a national spotlight. It's different than a spotlight in California, although we certainly pay attention to politics out here. It's different in Washington.
I want to know more about the Kamala Harris you know, having studied her when she was there in California. She's held a lot of high-profile roles, from San Francisco District Attorney to California Attorney General to Senator, now Vice President. But the polls show a lot of voters still don't feel like they know her well. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I'm not sure that people especially knew Mike Pence or Al Gore when they were vice presidents. Vice presidents are secondary roles. I do think that Californians have a sense of her. I think they understand that she's a smart person, quick on her feet, has a set of core values. This is not somebody who, just fell out of a coconut tree.
Which she likes to lean into, that meme that you just referenced. You say she's been underestimated throughout her career. You write in the LA Times, "I saw firsthand what kind of candidate she can be. Tough, formidable, disciplined. Without a doubt, Republicans should wish they had stopped her when they had their best chance." What's been key to her successful campaigns in the past?
Well, when she ran for district attorney and when she ran for California Attorney General this first time in 2010, she was running scared. She was an underdog. She was running. Her opponent in 2010, which is the race I really paid most attention to, was the district attorney of Los Angeles, had 40 years of courtroom experience, a really experienced, very good candidate. And on election night, it was so close that he even declared victory. Well, it didn't turn out that way. She ended up winning by 70,000 votes. But national Republicans went after her. It was they knew that if she won that first race statewide, that she was going to be who knows what she was going to run for, governor, senator, president. They wanted to stop her before she rose to that first statewide post as attorney general. And they spent a lot of money trying to do it, over $1 million back when $1 million meant something. And they almost beat her, but they didn't. And this was 2010, so that was really a red wave election.
All very interesting. And you talk about money. She's proven to be a formidable fundraiser, at least so far in this campaign. She just raised another $20 million, we heard, after her announcement yesterday with Tim Walz being chosen as her running mate. Dan Morain, thank you for providing your insights. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Tomorrow is a huge day for the Kamala Harris campaign. The vice president is expected to name her running mate before she begins a barnstorming tour of battleground states on Tuesday. Harris and her new vice presidential pick are scheduled to be in Phoenix on Friday. Yesterday, the vice president met with three of the top contenders. A source close to discussions tells NBC News there are more meetings scheduled today, with the announcement coming tomorrow. Multiple sources close to the campaign tell NBC News that Harris's running mate will make their debut at a rally in Philadelphia tomorrow, and that the announcement most likely will come in a text that's sent to high-ranking Democrats, which is the same way they did it when the President Biden picked Harris.
Now, some local high-profile Republicans are calling on voters to make Kamala Harris the next president of the United States for a simple reason. She's not Donald Trump.
12 News journalist Troy Lynch went to their event to see why they aren't voting for their own nominee.
One of the biggest reasons I'm voting for Kamala Harris and I would have voted for Joe Biden is that they are not Donald Trump.
Not every Arizona Republican is voting red for the next president.
We are here to send a clear message. Arizonans are rejecting Donald Trump and his failed leadership.
Notable Grand Canyon State Republicans like Mesa Mayor John Giles, former State Rep Robin Shaw, and former Scottsdale Mayor Sam Campana all giving their endorsement to Kamala Harris rather than former President Donald Trump. It's a path that can be fraught. Republicans around the country have come out against the former president, dealing with primary opponent, negative ads, and even death threats. Sam Campana believes speaking out is worth the risk.
Another Trump term with J.D. Vance would be far worse and would lead our country down a path that I don't think we could ever recover from.
Mayor Giles believes that Harris will advocate for middle-class Americans, make sure billionaires pay their share of taxes, and secure the southern border.
I know that she will work with, in good faith with Republicans in Congress to address a congressional legislative fix to our broken border and immigration system.
Shaw says she voted for Trump in the past.
Looking back, I regret that vote.
The three questioning the former president's character and ethics, calling on Republicans to choose country over party and truth over lies.
Those experiences shaped my vision for a better Arizona, one that priorities around environmental stewardship, cultural enrichment, and strong community values.
We reached out to the Arizona GOP, who's expressed their support for Trump, but we did not hear back. For 12 News, I'm Troy Lynch.
Hey, out there in Radio Land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM radio, WRCT.org, on your web browsing device of choice, preferably one with speakers. But, you know, you do you. Anyway, at 7 o'clock, you're listening to Consolidation. It is time for the radio calendar, where I tell you that you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Food and refreshments are available. You will need to make a reservation, though. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call, 412-321-1834 is the number for that. Other live music that you can go watch tonight at Stage AE. You can catch Iration, Pepper, Denim and Article Sound System. Doomscroll will be at the Roboto Project along with Frog Legs, Bedtime Revenge, and Crisp Lake. Club Cafe is hosting Bella's Bar Talk along with Murphy Lawless and the Most Wanted. Goodness, good pronunciation night already. They're also playing with the Polka Maniacs 4. Hans Williams will be at the Thunderbird. On Thursday, the Indestructible Sextet, featuring Roger Humphreys, will be at Con Alma. Primus, Coheed and Cambria, and Puddle's Pity Party will all be at Stage AE. Slag Mountain is playing at Shenley Plaza. Kindhearted Strangers are playing at the Club Cafe, along with Raised by Giants and Mike Blackhurst and Wolf 8. Government Center is hosting Watermelon, along with Dumplings and Missing. The Rebirth Brass Band will be at the Pittsburgh Winery. The Juliana Theory will be at Spirit Hall, along with the Unlikely Candidates. Bastardane will be at Thunderbird, along with Otto. Let's see. On Friday, Lindsey Stirling will be at Stage AE, along with Walk Off the Earth and Audrix. Mr. Smalls is hosting Summer's Finale, featuring 446, Griffin Handshake, Neon Vanadium, a band called Porters, and a band called No Sleep for Zombies. I apologize to everyone whose names I'm going to mess up. There's going to be a lot. At the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls, you can catch Mixtape Madness number 6. It's the solo edition featuring Ann Eliza. Casey Catone, Morgan Arena, Nick Gerkert, Caleb Copta, Liz McBride, Reliable Child, and Kendrica Rice. See what I said about mispronouncing everything. Pharaohs will be at Club Cafe along with Orange Mammoth and Your Sick. Government Center is hosting the Janines along with Lightheaded Pet Sitter and Dewey Decibel System. Ruben's Painted Mandolin will be playing at the Winery, and Big Frida will be playing at Spirit Hall. On the 10th, that would be Saturday, Stage AE is hosting Dirty Heads, The Movement, The Elevators, Third World, Roots of Creation, and FUBAR. The show starts at 1:30, so, you know, don't count on rock time. Also not running on rock time, the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls is hosting Lil Fest 2, Welcome to Metal Vale, featuring Zao, along with Bethlehem, Greywalker, Desolence, Wind Chimes, Train Wrecked, and Disease of the Mind. That starts at 4, so again, don't count on rock time. Brendan Kelly is playing at Cativo along with Heart and Lung. Cokeworks will be having an album release show at Club Cafe. They're playing along with Crash Nebula, Main Street Detour, and This Summer. Government Center is hosting Ligatures along with Bomb Threat, Rated I, and Difficult Customer. Cisco Kid is playing at the Pittsburgh Winery along with the Buckle Downs and Timbaliza. And Certain Death 2 is hosting the Collision Beach Anniversary Party, featuring about a million bands. Some of them are Cube, Permanent, Dog, Model Home, Sun Pepper, Unguent, Estelle, DJ Joshua, and Minty, County Conservation District, Maria, Zep, Errant. Let's see, who else? Non-Sight, White F Puppet, Grinhound, Koreg, and Lefafa. I think that's everybody. I could be wrong. That starts theoretically at 6, so again, not exactly rock time, but, you know. On Sunday, Dim will be playing at the Roboto Project along with Morning Dew and Leonardo Decapitated. The Struts are at Stage AE along with Barnes Courtney. Club Cafe is hosting Kells with Josiah Council. Hemlock for Socrates will be at the Government Center along with Melter, Obsidian, and Ghost of Painted Sky. Red, Wine, and Blue is at Thunderbird along with J.D. Eichler. And skipping ahead a little bit, next Tuesday, Tower is playing at Roboto Project along with Bomb Thread and Wake of the Blade. I think we'll wrap it up there. If you, your band, your social engagement, your artistic project, if you'd like to be included in our radio calendar, send us the details. 2 weeks in advance, please. Send them to radio-calendar@wrct.org. We will tell everyone. All those people who happen to be listening to the radio, that is. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that when you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? AARP reminds you that it's just as important to remember to find some time to care for yourself. You can find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP, the Ad Council, WRCT, all those people, all those places, all those things. Playlist for the show is available at our website, wrct.org. This is the Cofine Project.
Soft voices of the night.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. It's a band called Bloodiest. Song called The Widow. Before that was Amalcoma with Small Dark Sea. That was A Body. Big Brave before that with Moonset off of their most recent album, A Chaos of Flowers. We started off with a Cofine project composition called Les Marcheurs, Part 1. Probably not pronouncing that correctly. You can go double check at our website, wrct.org, where there is a playlist. This band is called Year of No Light. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Flooded vehicles from recent hurricanes will be flooding the used car market, so buyer beware. If you're in the market for a used vehicle, be on the lookout for flood damage and make sure you have a qualified mechanic inspect it before you buy. The free VinCheck service from the National Insurance Crime Bureau is a good place to start. Head over to NICB.org to check it out.
To report fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Thank you. Oh,
listening to your favorite radio station, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Right.